Safety behaviours are behaviours that we use to help us feel more in control. Why is this important? Because we use them to help us think we are managing our anxiety, or to think they help us managing our anxiety. We have anxiety about things we cannot control. We don't know what the outcome will be, and we can often catastrophize the possible outcome, which worsens the anxiety. So anxiety is mainly about lack of control and worrying about not having control. So to help us feel more in control, we develop safety behaviours. These are behaviours we can control, and we think that they are helping us manage our anxiety. But it's not true, it's just an illusion. Safety behaviours don't help you manage your anxiety. Let me give you an example of a safety behaviour so that it makes it more obvious what I'm saying. A classic safety behaviour is avoidance. Completely avoiding something that you have anxiety about, right? I'm just not going to do it. If, let's say, it's going out or social anxiety, I'm not going to go. Now, the safety behaviour has reduced the level of anxiety because you're not going, but it hasn't helped you learn to manage the anxiety. Avoiding it will have a negative impact on your life because you're missing out. So the anxiety is still negatively affecting your life. The safety behavior isn't helping. It's what's known as a maladaptive behavior, which is a way of coping, but not a positive way of coping. Now, safety behaviors can be divided into two categories, preventative and restorative. Preventative safety behaviours are those that you do in advance to reduce anxiety levels. We've discussed avoidance. Other preventative behaviours are relying on other people to make decisions or to take charge so you don't have to, avoiding responsibility. We may also develop compulsive behaviours. So, for example, if my house is perfectly tidy, then the thing I'm worried about won't happen. There doesn't have to be a logical connection, but your brain makes that connection. Think about it. This is similar, like I've said, to those who can't relax unless the dishwasher's done or the house is tidy. Why? That's a safety behavior. Sometimes people develop routines such as facing tins the same way or locking the door several times or washing my hands 10 times. This is a safety behavior. Controlling people and environments is also a safety behavior. If I control the environment and I'm very controlling of the people environment in my environment, then they are less likely to do anything that is going to cause me anxiety. Okay, nothing unknown is going to happen. A very simple example, but powerful one, is where cult leaders restrict access to non-cult people and have strict rules and regulations. This is about control and isolation, okay? Then there are restorative behaviours. It is restorative, not restorative. These behaviours happen when your anxiety is high and they give you a feeling of being back in control and okay. Classic restorative behaviours are running away, escaping from a stressful situation, or repeating compulsive behaviours such as washing hands or going through a routine in your head, talking about safe topics. Seeking reassurance is a safety behaviour. It's okay, isn't it? It'll be okay. I'm okay. Tell me it'll be okay. Using a distraction technique such as looking at your smartphone in front of other people is a common social anxiety safety behaviour. The problem is that none of these behaviours, like I said, are helping you manage the anxiety. They are only a temporary relief and often make anxiety worse. If you have a set routine you do to help you feel less anxious, you then have to worry about completing the routine and the original anxiety. And because it doesn't work and doesn't help you feel less anxious, then we add more things to the routine so they become more complicated as behaviours are added. There are resources available within Balanced People to help you learn to manage anxiety effectively, so check them out. But firstly, use the CBT worksheet with this recording to think about your safety behaviours and whether they work for you. Thank you for listening. And remember, you are amazing.